Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The Bering Sea in winter is a vast expanse of ice, veined in places with leads and patches of open water. South of St. Lawrence Island, about halfway between eastern Russia and western Alaska, one patch of water seems to be alive, a speckled mass of feathered backs. It's an enormous raft of sea ducks, acres across, a mass concentration of spectacled eiders. Just a mile away, another patch of open water is packed with tens of thousands of these same birds. Virtually the entire world population of spectacled eiders, about 350,000 birds, spends the winter in a very small region of open water in the middle of the frozen Bering Sea.
For years, the winter location of spectacled eiders was a mystery. These large ducks spend most of their lives at sea, coming ashore only briefly to nest on the tundra. Most of the world population nests in Arctic Russia. About 10% breeds in Alaska, on the North Slope and on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The male is on land just 3 weeks a year, and he stays close to his mate. Shortly after she lays her eggs in the nest, he heads back out to sea. The females follow a few months later with the young.
Just a few years ago, biologists were able to equip nesting birds with transmitters, which helped them to track the eiders' migration corridors and wintering areas. In the late 1990s, the mass concentrations of spectacled eiders wintering in the Bering Sea were finally discovered. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.